Have you ever had this terrible sense of foreboding that something bad was going to befall you? But then, without warning, something happens to end your fear and that huge burden is lifted off your shoulders. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. For decades as a young man, I was lost, knowing there was a God, but being too afraid to go to Him because of my sin. Because I knew that the way I was living my life would bring His judgment crashing down on my head. Perhaps you have something in your life that you know isn't pleasing to God, so this sense of foreboding is eating away at your soul. Here's the third verse of the beautiful hymn, "It Is Well With My Soul," penned by Horatio Spafford at a time in his life when he'd lost almost all that he'd held dear, his business, his wealth, his five children, all dead. And yet still, at the realization of what Jesus had done for him, he was able to sing this: "My sin, oh the bliss of this glorious thought, my sin not in part but in whole, is nailed to the cross and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul." And it is indeed a glorious thought that all our sin, not just in part, but the whole, has been lifted off our shoulders. Why? Because it was nailed to the cross through what Jesus did for us, so that we ourselves bear it no more. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14. "Because we broke God's laws, we owed a debt that listed all the rules we failed to follow. But God forgave us of that debt. He took it away and nailed it to the cross. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, O my soul." That's God's word fresh for you today. And when we come to the realization that we're free from our sin and its consequences because of what Jesus did for us, it opens the door to a whole new life. That's why I'd love to send you a free copy of a special edition book called Your Road to a Stunning Life. To request yours, stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see that free offer right there towards the top of the homepage. Again, that's ChristianityWorks.com.